Okay, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna and Dobar Dan and Dobar Yutro for another 14 minutes. Oh, we have an announcement, don't we?
Dragi Bhakti, imamo jednu samo kratku obavijest. Bir Krishna Das Goswami je zamolio da zvuk u hramovskoj prostori, u hramovskom šatoru, bude malo tiši zbog njegovog seminara koji se održava u blizini. Tako da, ovo neće biti dakle ovako glasno. Tako da svima kojima treba prijevod, dođu malo bliže zvučniku, odnosno oni koji ne čuju Guru Maharadža, neka priđu bliže da bi bolje čuli predavanje. Dear devotees, very short announcement. Bir Krishna Das Goswami asked for a lower sound during the lecture because of his seminar, which is taking place nearby. So all of you who cannot hear Guru Maharaj properly, please come right forward now, or closer to the speaker. Right. Thank you.
Put it so it's fixed. No, fix, not back and forth. No. Yeah. Now just aim it. Something like that. Okay. Right. Let's see now. What do we have? Okay. We have a nice background music of the plastic and the wind.
Imamo pozadinsku glazbu plastike I vjetra.
It's nicer to have the wind than no wind.
Lijepo imati malo sjediti malo vjetra bez kiše.
So, welcome to this second day of our seminar, entitled Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
I've changed the subtitle overnight.
Preko noći sam se predomislio.
Subtitle is
tako da sada podnaslov,
Give, parentheses, internal peace a chance.
Naslov se zove Pružite unutarnjem miru priliku. To je bio slogan u Americi 1960-ih. Pružite miru priliku.
So I thought, give
pa sam pomislio
peace a chance.
Da bi sam mogli tako promijeniti.
Maybe we should say give
možda
real peace a chance.
Čak trebalo reći da pružite priliku pravom miru.
Let's see, we're still waiting to see when the little drama performance will be
kad ćemo održati
happening.
Našu dramsku izvedbu.
We're waiting for Mataji Vraja Lilavati to come.
Očekujemo dolazak Mataji Vraja Lilavati i ne znamo kad će se to dogoditi, ali na putu je, pa će nam reći šta ćemo i kada raditi.
Okay, little bit of review.
Dakle, prvo ćemo napraviti kratak pregled.
Maybe I should ask first whether anyone is here who was not here yesterday at this time.
Je li netko ovdje, tko nije bio jučer ovdje?
Right. Okay. Maybe it's not a big loss.
Možda niste puno propustili.
Basically, yesterday we were engaged in justifying
jučer smo se uglavnom opravdavali
with some shastric references
šastričkim referencama
for what we want to do,
želi smo pravdati ono što ćemo raditi,
a little bit experimental.
Dakle, ovo je ponešto eksperimentalni seminar, odnosno pokušaj
realizable the theory
učinimo praktičnim spoznatljivim teoriju odvojenosti.
And it's based on the presumption that Krishna makes in the Bhagavad Gita that in order to be happy one must be peaceful.
Moramo biti mirni ukoliko želimo sreću.
Na cha bhavayata shanta ashantasya putasukam How can there be happiness without peace?
Kako može postojati sreća bez mira? Pitao.
But we'll be also returning, I think we'll be revisiting some of the Shastric references as we go along.
Šastričkim referencama koje smo već spomenuli.
Maybe we can ask the question first.
Možda prvo možemo postaviti pitanje.
Do we want to be happy?
Želimo li biti sretni?
Yes.
Da.
No.
Ne.
Anyone not want to be happy?
Tko ne želi biti sretan?
Anyone like to be miserable?
Tko voli biti jadan?
It makes me happy to be miserable.
Sretan sam kad sam jadan. Yeah,
some people are like that.
Da, neki ljudi su baš tak.
We get into something of a habit to
Učemo,
suffer.
Steknemo
sometimes.
Naviku da patimo. Mm-hmm.
Srila Prabhupada many, many times spoke of happiness.
Je puno,
he said,
puno
take up this Krishna consciousness.
Rekao je, prihvatite ovu svjesnost
Krishna consciousness,
jer
you will
zahvaljujući
be happy.
Njoj možete postati sretni.
Sretni. Mm. So, this is our attempt. Of course, this is what we're all trying to
to
do together in our...
Svi mi to pokušavamo zajedno.
Coming together in association with each other, especially the camps, we want to have a good time.
But
we also want to have a good
time
which lasts.
Ali želimo se dobro provoditi.
Not that we have one week of happiness and 51 weeks of misery.
A potom 51 tjedan nesreće.
I mentioned yesterday Krishna speaking about happiness in the Bhagavad Gita.
Kako je Krishna u Bhagavad Gita govorio o sreći.
Point this out specifically. Brahmabhuta prasannatma. Prasannatma Prabhupada translates as
riječ prasannatma,
joyous,
Prabhupada prevodi
like
kao
prasanna.
Radostan.
Means happy, but not just happy, but joyous, joyful.
Dakle, to ne znači samo sreću, već radost.
What's the word for joy? Joy?
Radost.
Radost. So, and as I did point out,
I kao što sam već istaknuo,
this verse describes the situation which is the beginning of devotional service.
Koja je početak posvećenog služenja.
Brahmabhuta prasannatma na sochati na kanchati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. One attains labhate, devotion to the Lord, when one has reached this joyful state of Brahma,
taj radost,
Brahman, actually Brahman realization. And we talked a little bit about how we tend to
potom
sort of minimize Brahman realization.
That's
something we want to avoid.
Kao nešto što želimo izbjeći.
And yet, it's, I think, something
pa
that
ipak,
we are, we shouldn't have an aversion to Brahman realization. Because it's part of, it's an aspect,
Brahmeti,
Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdete. It's one aspect of God realization.
Jedan od vidova spoznaje Boga.
Here's a quote from Nectar of Devotion.
Ovdje je jedan citat iz Nektara posvećenosti.
Because we are talking also about Shanta Rasa and Nectar of Devotion. Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu describes what is this Shanta Rasa. So what would a person who is in Shanta Rasa be like? Here is the description.
A
saintly person in Shanta Rasa thinks like this.
Ovako razmišlja.
When shall I be able to live alone in the caves of the mountains? Have you ever wondered when will I be able to live alone in the caves of the mountains?
Anyone?
We have some
Imamo nekoliko Shanta Bhakta.
When shall I be dressed simply with undergarments?
Nositi samo donji veš.
Well, that's what the quote says. It means simple dress, gamsha, kopin, like that.
Samo gamsha, kopina.
When shall I be satisfied by eating simply a little fruit and vegetables?
Samo sa hranom od jednostavno voća I povrća.
Like Dear Krishna Goswami.
Kao Dear Krishna Goswami.
Eating raw diet since
on je na sirovoj prehrani već dugo vremena.
When will it be possible for me to think always of the lotus feet of Mukunda,
na Mukundine lotosna stopala,
who is the source of the Brahman effulgence? When in such a spiritual condition of life shall I fully understand my days and nights to be insignificant moments in eternal time?
Hmm.
So it's a nice kind of prayer of longing, actually, such prayers which ask the question rhetorically, when, oh when?
Retorički postavlja ta pitanja. Kada, o kada?
These are expressions of lalasa,
to
longing.
To su izrazi lalase,
longing
odnosno
for a particular
žudnje.
Accomplishment, spiritual accomplishment.
Za određenim duhovnim postignućima.
Right. Yesterday I asked those of you who were present to do a little homework.
Ona od vas koji su bili ovdje zamolio da napravite domaću zadaću.
I asked you to think about and then write out
da razmislite
in a short
I zapišete
sentence
vrlo kratko rečenicu,
a theme, an issue,
temu ili
as specific
pitanje,
as you like to make it, that you want to work on, something you
na kojem
want to focus
poraditi,
on
nešto na čemu se, in na što se želite usredotočiti
seminar,
tijekom ovoga seminara.
These sessions we're having,
dakle, tijekom ovih naših
and I suggest that it could be
predložio sam vam
positive form,
da bi se, da to možete uobličiti u jednom pozitivnom obliku.
By saying something like, I allow myself
kao,
to be a person who,
da budem osoba koja,
you fill in the blank,
i potom ste mogli nadopuniti prazninu.
There is perhaps indicated a change from how you presently perceive some aspect of yourself.
Koju želite vidjeti u nekom od svojih aspekata, u svog života.
Anybody?
Koji od vas to uspije napraviti? Netko?
Four, five, six, some of the ladies, none of the men.
Niti jedan od muškaraca to nije napravio.
Ah, Toshan Krishna, he managed to do it, very good. Okay.
Toshan Krishna je uspio, jako dobro.
Well, I'm going to be very merciful and not kick out all of you who haven't done your homework
sve vas
yet.
Koji niste napravili zadaću.
But I'll ask you to
ali
try to do this.
Vas da ipak pokušate.
Well, let's see how far we get today. We might actually even stop
danas,
and take a couple of minutes
stići,
to do it right here so that we can
par
move
kako
on.
Or we might ovdje, pa ćemo tek onda krenuti dalje, ili ćemo
wait until after and then be ready
pričekati
tomorrow.
It's, završimo sa seminarom, pa ćemo to napraviti.
I think it can
sutra
be very valuable
to
have such a focus as part of this process. We're going to be undergoing something of a process. And don't worry, it'll be very, it'll be quite painless.
Biću uglavnom bezbolan.
In fact, it might be more than painless.
Zapravo,
it might, you might find it liberating.
I više nego bezbolan, možda će on biti pravo oslobođenje.
Okay. We won't go immediately into sort of exercises yet. I want to give you some more background, some more explanation. And again, I see some of you have facility for note-taking. You're welcome to make notes. It may be helpful for looking back on. Because I really want to offer something which you can take with you, which you can
try,
so to say, on your own, in an ongoing way. And it can be helpful to go back and see what it was that was spoken.
O čemu smo točno govorili?
Of course, everyone says, "Well, I can watch the recordings."
Svi dakle, naravno kažu, mogu pogledati video snimke ili audio zapise.
Believe it or not, sometimes the written word is easier to access.
Pismenu riječ ponekad je dostupnija nego ovih drugih oblika. Iako je ovo jako lijepo.
Confirmed.
Eto, potvrđeno je.
Okay. So now I want to talk a little bit about emotions in general.
Želio govoriti ponešto o emocijama općenito.
We all know what emotions are because we all experience them all the time.
Jer ih iskušavamo cijelo vrijeme.
But it's useful sometimes to reflect a little, to analyze. I should mention here to give credit where credit is due.
Some of these ideas that we're discussing,
I am drawing from, but also adapting to some extent, you might say, Krishnaizing. To make
ideja,
it more accommodating for devotees.
Njih,
from a particular
method,
you could say,
što se tiče metode,
it draws from writings of one gentleman named Lester Levinson
od gospodina Lestera Levinsona,
from some decades ago,
and
out of that has developed some people are teaching a kind of
na osnovu njegovih,
self-help method, if you like. They call it the Sedona method, named
metodom,
after a particular town in Arizona, where
to
they are based.
U Arizoni, Sedona u Arizoni.
Where is Lester Levinson getting his ideas from? I suspect he's getting some ideas from Vedic tradition, if not directly, indirectly, possibly from Upanishadic sources, possibly more directly from Buddhist sources, but of course, where is Buddhism getting much of its inspiration is actually coming from the Upanishads.
Je utemeljena na Upanishadama.
So that's by way of giving credit where credit is due. So today we want to sort of introduce a way of looking at our emotions that may help us to become free from their crippling effect.
Kako bismo se oslobodili njihovog učinka osakaćivanja.
Emotions are, in a sense, neither good nor bad. It's what we do with them or what we don't do with them.
Ono što s njima radimo, odnosno što s njima ne radimo.
And unfortunately, much of the time, most of us allow emotions to affect us in ways that are binding rather than liberating.
Da nas vezuju umjesto da nas oslobađaju.
We'll be talking about this in relation to needs also.
Dear Krishna Goswami is talking a lot about how we have to acknowledge needs.
Emotions can be expressions of needs, obviously.
A emocije mogu biti izrazi
we'll be talking about that.
O tome ćemo također nešto reći.
We, of course, understand bhakti is about the expression or the experience of emotions. And we say, we make a distinction sometimes between material and spiritual emotions. Obviously, spiritual emotions are something good, something desirable, something we want. And material emotions are something that are somehow interfering with our spiritual existence, our freedom, our happiness,
našu sreću,
our relations with Krishna and with
odnos s Krishnom,
with other persons.
I s drugim osobama.
I think the word freedom is important. We sometimes
je sloboda vrlo bitna.
we sometimes sort of put down the idea of liberation.
Ponekad,
isn't it?
Omalovažavamo
liberation, that's for
oslobođenje.
That's for the spiritual
da je oslobođenje
numbskulls.
Namijenjeno duhovnim
numbskull. That's for fools and rascals.
Budalašima.
Liberation is we associate with impersonal
oslobođenje povezujemo
spiritual realization, which as we discussed yesterday is not our goal.
Jučer govorili, nije naš cilj.
And yet, as I just pointed out, Brahmabhuta prasannatma, this is describing liberation.
Ova strofa baš i opisuje
oslobođenje. In which
u Giti postoje brojne strofe
to liberation
u kojima Krishna
in a positive way.
Govori o oslobođenju na pozitivan način.
So liberation is not necessarily a bad thing.
Oslobođenje nije nužno loše.
And another point related is we don't have to only associate liberation with some sort of major spiritual advancement.
Velikog duhovnog napretka.
We can also have miniature liberations.
Također možemo imati maletska oslobođenja.
We can be liberated from
možemo se
something which is holding us down,
osloboditi nečega
so
što nas sputava,
možemo
se
disturbance
osloboditi nekog uznemirenja.
Notice I use the word from, liberated from X, Y or Z. There
možete
can be so many different things that we experience as
u engleskom jeziku se kaže osloboditi se od nečega.
We can be liberated from
možemo imati puno prepreka,
so it's okay
i osloboditi se svih njih.
Liberation.
U redu je zapravo da težimo takvim vrstama oslobođenja.
So essentially what we're going to be practicing is
ono
što letting go.
Ćemo uglavnom prakticirati je otpuštanje.
What's the Croatian letting go?
Otpuštanje. Otpuštanje.
Odpuštalje.
Otpuštanje.
Odpuštalje. Puštalnje. Puštalnje.
Otpuštanje.
Otpuštalnje.
Yes.
Otpuštalnje. Letting go. It's so much easier to say letting go.
Puno je to lakše na engleskom izgovoriti.
And this letting go of what? Letting go of emotions that come our way. After recognizing, after acknowledging, after identifying emotions, letting
them go.
Both good emotions and bad emotions, so-called good and bad, things we like, things we don't like.
Stvari koje su nam drage i koje ne volimo.
We want to learn to let
želimo
go of both.
Naučiti da otpustimo sve to.
Sukha duke same kritva labha labho jaya jayo. What's the third line? Forgot. Krishna says someone who is equipoised in happiness and distress, gain and loss, all such things. Such a person is a yogi.
Takva osoba je yogi.
Many verses like that talks about equanimity.
Puno strofa koje govore o toj.
And then that's our project, how to
to je upravo naš projekt.
Practice that
kako
kind of equanimity in
practical
ways.
Prakticirati tu spokoj, taj spokoj na praktičan način.
Okay, we don't have any board for writing anything on.
Danas nemamo ploču
na
kojoj bismo nešto
okay, so you have to do the, you can just make notes in your notebooks.
Da onda možete voditi osobne bilješke.
Because I'm
going to
make a little list now.
Yeah, sad da ću.
A hierarchy of emotions.
Dati hierarhiju emocija.
Now, all of these which I'm going to list, for the time being, we're going to assume, in case you're worried, are we talking about material or are we talking about spiritual? Well, for the time being, we're talking about material emotions.
Okay.
However, we should be aware that every one of these emotions can be transformed and become spiritual, can become liberating.
Kako bi nas oslobodile.
Okay, before I get to the list, a couple more
points. Nego
što
prijeđem na ovaj popis koji sam rekao, imam još nekoliko poanti.
We often speak of controlling emotions, isn't it? It's a good idea to control our emotions.
Dobro vladati emocijama.
Qualities of a brahmana listed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita.
Koje brahmane koje Krishna navodi u Bhagavad Gita jesu.
So dhamma actually means control.
Znači vladanje.
Especially of senses.
Osobito se to odnosi na osjetila.
Tapas means not something you eat.
Tapas.
It means austerity.
Znači askeza.
Sama has to do with this balance or neutrality we talked about yesterday.
Ili neopredjeljenost, to jest neutralnost o kojoj smo jučer govorili. I također se odnosi na vladanje našim emocijama.
But I want to suggest that controlling emotions can also be thought of in terms of allowing
emocijama također može razmišljati
kao
o dopuštanju
to go their way,
emocijama da pođu svojim putem,
to go the way they need to go,
da pođu putem kojim trebaju poći.
Now this means
to znači
it's not about suppressing emotions, but
to ne znači
it's also not about expressing emotions.
Emocije potiskujemo, ali također ne znači niti da ih izražavamo, iskazujemo. Ponekad mislimo da postoji samo te dvije opcije, ili mogu
hold on to it and suppress it,
potisnuti emociju, zadržati u sebi,
pack it down inside, or push it aside somehow,
gurnuti je sa strane ili je duboko zakopati u sebe, ili pak ako emocije dođu onda ih moramo izraziti, iskazati.
A lot of popular psychology, especially developed in the 1960s and 70s, was promoting this idea that you have to express your feelings.
Trebate iskazati.
When I was a teenager, participating in a sort of group, they used to call it group therapy.
Grupnoj terapiji, kako sam
or they
nazivao.
Had other names.
Ne, ali oni su imali druga imena.
Anyway, the ideal was express your emotions.
Je bio da
so we all had to kind of work ourselves up
tako da smo se svi morali nabrijati,
be angry. And if you weren't angry
srditi,
enough, then
srditi,
something's wrong with you. You have
onda,
to get more angry.
Nešto nije valjalo s vama. Trebali ste biti još više ljuti.
Yeah, that was. Oh, there was another tradition where the idea was
postoji
to get out your primal scream.
U kojoj
I never did this.
Pustiti,
you heard about that?
Vrisak.
There's a scream.
Jeste li čuli za to?
That's inside.
Kaže
you
da
have
postoji
to get
vrisak
out,
koji
so
je negdje duboko u vama i koji trebate osloboditi.
And then once you get it out.
I onda kad on izađe, onda se kao dobro sjećate, onda postanete oslobođeni.
Okay, maybe that helps, maybe not.
Možda vam to može pomoći, a možda i ne.
But here the image, I think the useful image, again we can take from Krishna, from Bhagavad Gita,
postoji jedna vrlo korisna,
from the verse we discussed
slika
yesterday,
koju također možemo uzeti od Krishne.
Samudra maha prabhashanti yatva. How does it start? Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti constantly flowing, entering, literally entering
dakle,
into the ocean
stalo, dakle,
are so many rivers.
Teku, i neprestano so se ulijevaju u ocean.
Rivers with desire, kama.
Rijeke se uspoređuju sa željama,
here I want kamom. To use it more broadly with emotion,
to
because
reči,
we're going to identify kama with only one,
kamu ćemo
constellation
ovdje
of emotion.
So
flowing
emocija.
Water, we can think of water
možemo
flowing
dakle
down a hill into
rijeci,
a lake or into an ocean,
koja teče u ocean,
it will go its
jezero.
Way, it will
ona
meander
svoj,
down the hill, always seeking the lower
jugati,
ground,
and
eventually it will get to the lake,
do nizine,
and there it is.
S vremenom ući u jezero, i eto, tamo je.
So we don't want to suppress, we don't want to
stoga ne
hold
želimo
back
potisnuti
the water, making a dam,
vodu, ne želimo
nor
napraviti
do we want
branu.
To you know, pump the water.
A niti želimo nadolijevati još više vode.
There's no need for that.
Ni za tim nema nikakve potrebe.
So allowing feelings or letting the feelings go means to not be controlled by the feelings.
Da osjećaj
so we're making a distinction.
Ne vladaju nama. Ovdje pravimo
one thing
razliku.
We're doing is learning to
dakle,
distinguish between ourselves and
sebe
our feelings.
I osjećaje.
So much of the time, the problem starts
jako
with identifying with
problem
the
se
emotion
javlja
that
kad
comes.
Se poistovjetimo s emocijom koja dođe.
Identifying with the emotion that comes. Instead of recognizing
umjesto
I,
da shvatimo,
as Prabhupada, how many times said,
I am
not this body.
Rekao,
I'm
ja
also not the emotions that are
također,
coming through the body.
Emocije koje
and
they
come through
one
the body. We feel
dolaze,
emotions
one,
in different parts of our body.
I možemo osjetiti emocije na, u raznim dijelovima tijela.
Another philosophical point, because we may hesitate, we may say, wait a minute, are you preaching some new age philosophy that we should just let it go, let it flow,
whatever it is, you have to,
no, but I think we want to remember that Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, upadrashtanumantascha, upadrashta means one who observes,
and
anumanta means one who permits.
Onoga tko dopušta.
So Krishna says, I'm the original,
kaže,
I'm the supreme
ja
observer and
izvorni,
permitter.
Ja sam, vruhovni, anumantascha,
bharta, bhuta, maheshvara.
Vruhovna osoba koja
the,
proučava
he's
i koja
the support,
odobrava.
Bharta, he's the enjoyer, bhukta, maheshvara, he's the
uživatelj.
Supreme controller.
On je vrhovni upravitelj.
But here the word anumanta
ali ovdje
is one
riječ anumanta
he's the permitter.
Koja nas zanima. Odnosno,
if he,
dopušta,
Krishna, is a supreme permitter,
ako je Krishna vrhovna osoba koja daje dopuštenje,
we can also permit ourselves
onda i mi sebi možemo
to feel what we feel. We are small
ono
permitters.
Mi smo mali pojedinci koji dopuštaju.
So we can permit, we can allow.
Možemo dopustiti.
We can give ourselves permission.
Možemo si dati dozvolu.
We can even articulate this in this way. We can say, I permit myself, I allow myself
dopuštam si,
to
odobravam
feel
si.
This or the other
da osjetim ovu ili onu emociju, ma koja ona bila.
We're not just going to be allowing.
Nećemo samo
we're
dopuštati.
We're also going to be letting go. So,
također ćemo i otpuštati.
So don't get confused.
Nemojte se zbuniti.
Another shastric support, if you like, for what
još
we're trying
jedan
to do. Krishna says in the beginning of the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that it's a good idea to make the mind
our friend rather than our enemy. Um trebali učiniti svojim prijateljem, pretvoriti ga u prijatelja, ne u neprijatelja.
Have you ever experienced that your mind was your enemy?
Jeste li ikad osjetili da vam je neprijatelj?
Anyone?
Bilo tko od vas?
Have you sometimes wondered when that was happening? Why is it you are being my enemy? After all, you are my own mind.
Je vaš vlastiti um, vaš
we're
neprijatelj.
Supposed, hey, come on, mind, you and I hey, were
ume,
together. Why
pa,
don't we work together?
U tome. Zašto ne bismo surađivali?
And the mind is saying, no, no,
ali
no,
kaže,
I am
ne, ne.
Going to be your arch enemy.
Ja ću biti tvoj najljuči neprijatelj.
I can give you even more trouble if you
mogu
like.
Ti zadati i još i više nevolja ako tako želiš.
And we say, no, 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 please.
Kažemo, ne, ne, molim te.
Oh, did I hear you say yes, yes?
Jesam ti rek, jesam li čuo da, da?
The mind starts doing exactly the opposite
onda,
of what,
i onda
we,
um počne raditi
what we want.
Upravo suprotno od onoga što želimo.
So to make the mind a friend instead of
kako bi nam um
and also as Krishna says, to bring the mind under the
Krishna
control of the self.
Da um treba doći pod kontrolu jasno.
He says several times
on to nekoliko
verses,
puta
chapter,
u sljedećim narodnim
from where
strofama
and
iz šestoga poglavlja kaže
wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, bring it back under the control of itself.
Ga vratiti pod upravu jasno.
But we can't put it under the control of the self if
ali
it
on
is
ne može
preoccupied.
Biti pod vašu jasno ukoliko je
if
previše zaokupljen.
If the mind is preoccupied with this emotion, that emotion.
Ako je
and you may say, well, my mind
ne
is not
ga vratiti. Možda,
having emotions.
Mogli bismo reći, moj um nema emocija.
I'm thinking. I have ideas.
Ja razmišljam.
My mind is
ja
thinking.
Ideje. Moj um
well, that
razmišljam.
May be there, but the,
da,
this thinking is actually a function of our feeling.
Međutim,
feeling and thinking you cannot separate so easily.
I osjećaj vrlo teško možete odvojiti.
So let's see if we can make our mind a bit more of a friend.
Pogledajmo dakle možemo li od uma napraviti makar malo boljeg prijatelja.
So we're going to consider a set of 9 types of emotion. Each of which
osjećaja.
Has several finer or more specific designations.
Nekoliko finijih određenja.
For now we're only going to consider the 9 types and we'll see how the time goes. We'll perhaps explore some of the more specific terminology within each of these. So you might think of each of these 9 types of emotion as kind of genus as opposed to species. You know, in biology you have, I don't know, genus, genus and species.
Aha, dakle kao o rodu i vrsti.
So we're going to just talk about genus today.
Mi ćemo govoriti danas samo o vrstama.
And I'm going to make a list, and if you're writing this down, you might want to start at the bottom of the page. We're
going to
start at the bottom with emotions which are, let's say, most opaque.
Koje su
opaque, opposite of transparent.
Da, koje su najneprozirnije, kojih je najteže.
So at the bottom of this list is apathy.
Na samom dnu je apatija.
Now, I looked it up and it turns out that apathy in its original Greek, apateia, is actually a very positive thing. but as it's used in English, apathy is quite negative. If you're apathetic about something,
apatija je vrlo negativna. Kao i, dakle, ako ste apatični u pogledu
it's
nečega,
generally thought of in a very negative sense.
Se smatra da to nešto negativno.
Well, maybe we can just for a moment for those of you a little familiar with the word in English or so, what's the word in would be in Croatian?
It's the same one, apatija.
Apatija. Okay. So what kind of associations do we have with that idea of apathy?
Tu ideju apatije.
Anyone? Indifference, I hear.
Lethargy. Letargia.
Yes.
Tupost.
Numbness. Okay. Lack of
nedostatak
life.
Života.
Inactivity. Okay. Yeah, sort of like that. Apathy. Sorry?
Depression. Depression.
Compassion.
Depression.
Depression. Okay. Yes. I didn't hear that one. No emotions. Oh, okay. No
emotions.
Well, that's an interesting point. One might say, well, this means empty of emotions. And here we are claiming an emotion.
A nju baš kategoriziramo kao jednu od emocija.
One might in that respect say it's some kind of neutrality.
Možemo reći da je jedna vrsta neopredjeljenosti.
And indeed, at some point we might see that this list we're making could be turned into a kind of circle.
Možete,
but for now we're making a list.
Ovaj popis koji pravite zapravo se može pretvoriti u krug.
Feeling or constellation of feeling or emotion above
osjećaj,
apathy is grief.
Osjećaj iznad apatije je tuga.
Grief. What sort of feelings do we associate with grief?
Kakve osjećaje povezujemo s tugom?
We are still struggling. Suffering, okay.
Patimo, borimo se.
Toshan Krishna.
The feeling of renunciation, detachment.
Renunciation, detachment. Grief.
Kako žalost, tugu s tim povezuješ?
No, that's too esoteric for me.
To je, kaže, previše ezoterično. Aha. It's more, separation would be
separation.
More accurate. Yes, separation from devotees or from
one's okay.
spiritual
one
master.
Okay, one might feel some grief at
dakle,
being separated
da, možemo
from devotees.
Tugu što smo
okay.
Odvojeni, rastavljeni od
possibly.
Nekoga.
Anything
moguće?
Else? Yes.
Još nešto?
Unsuccessfulness, so which in English we usually say failure, but okay. Yes, indeed. Pain?
Bol.
Pain, yes. Pain can be maybe
da,
a part
bol.
Of grief.
Bol može biti dio tuge.
Yes, Ramananda. Sadness, yes.
Žalost.
Yes, Madhava. Sorrow, yes, sorrow.
Žalovanje.
Sorrow?
Žalovanje.
Yeah, that. Okay, so we have some idea, grief. Now we're moving
dakle,
up the scale.
Znamo prilike šta je to tuga. Idemo sad dalje.
Now you might say there's a bit more energy involved in the emotion, and that is fear.
U sljedećoj emociji možete reći da ima nešto više energije, a to je strah.
And maybe we don't need to discuss too much what we
možda
mean
ne
by fear.
Previše govoriti o strahu.
We all have a sense of what fear is about.
Svi znamo otprilike šta je to strah.
A bit more energetic than
još
fear.
Još nešto energičniji.
Or maybe a lot more energetic.
Zapravo možda
is
puno energičniji.
Anger.
Je srdžba.
And with each of these, one might also think of a scale. There might be very mild anger. There might be very strong, very sharp, even devastating rage.
So
there could be different degrees of each of these clusters of feeling.
Svaki od ovih skupova osjećaja.
Next above this we have
iznad toga je
oops careful next above this we have desire
potom je želja
and as I mentioned before we are specifying I mean in a sense one could say it's all about desire
sve ovo je zapravo na neki način povezano
it's
sa željom
it's a little bit like the word artha
Nešto je poput riječi arta,
Serbia.
O kojoj smo govorili
u Srbiji.
Postoje puno, postoje purušarti,
ciljevi
ljudskog života i postoje četiri različite kategorije.
Arta, kama and moksha. So arta becomes a subcategory within the bigger category of
arta. So similarly, we might say that
we're only talking about desire, because
također,
the human, the living entity, is desiring by nature.
Reći da mi samo govorimo o želji, zato što sva živa
but still,
biša
we have now
nešto žele i to se ispoljava u njihovoj prirodi, ali također
desire,
možemo govoriti i o specifičnoj
we might,
želji.
Or we might,
o jednom vidu želje.
We might say one extreme of this we would call lust.
Koju,
the word kama
ekstremno,
in Sanskrit,
dakle, jednom možete nazvati požuta. Kama je općenito, znači želja.
With some specific object.
Međutim, zato se želja odnosi na neki predmet.
And then one
koji je specifičan i onda
way of expressing that in English,
jedan od načina da to iskažemo jest požuda.
Okay, we have apathy,
dakle,
we have grief, apati, we have
tugi,
fear,
strahu,
we have anger, we have
srčbi,
desire,
želji.
And we're moving up the scale of energy and
na ovoj ljestvici energije,
transparency. We're getting from most opaque to more transparent.
Odnosno,
and the next group of emotions is we
call
emocije. Pride.
Je ono što nazivamo ponosom.
Pride. Again, I think we all know what pride is about.
Mislim da svi mi znamo što je ponos.
I think we all have some experience of pride.
Mislim da svi
and
imamo
there may be
ponosa.
Different degrees and different types of pride.
Različiti stupnjevi, različite vrste ponosa.
We sometimes say pride goeth before a fall.
Ponekad kažemo da ponos prethodi padu.
Which maybe expresses an idea
što možda izražava
from what we are discussing
ideju,
here, that there's a,
onoga, čemu
if you like, you could put a dotted line above the word
a
pride,
je, da možete staviti točkastu crtu iznad riječi ponos.
Because the last three of these
jer
are
tri
emocije much
su
more positive.
Puno pozitivnije.
They're much more luminous.
Dakle, puno su puno više osvjetljavaju.
And the first of these is courage.
Prva od ovih, dakle, prva od te tri je hrabrost.
What is it? Hrabrost?
Hrabrost. Hrabrost.
Hrabrost. Bost.
Brost. Hrabrost.
Hrabnost.
Hrabrost.
Hrabrost. Hrabrost. Hrabrost. Hrabrost. It would be nice. I should note these Croatian translations. Okay, courage. And then, now this one you'll be a little surprised.
Hrabrost,
about.
Sada će vas može iznenaditi što je iznad hrabrosti.
Comes acceptance.
A to je prihvaćanje.
Confirmed by the wind.
Potvrdio je vjetar.
We'll be talking about this, but for now let's.
O tome ćemo još
think.
Govoriti, ali.
What do we associate with
zasad.
Acceptance?
Možemo samo ukratko reći što mi povezujemo osobno sa prihvaćanjem.
We don't usually think of it as a feeling or emotion.
Obično ne razmišljamo o tome kao osjećaju ili emociji.
Consider it that way. What do you think of when you think of acceptance?
Na što pomislite kad
yes,
čujete
Robin.
Prihvaćanje? Mir.
Some kind of
neka vrsta mira.
Peace. Tolerance.
Tolerancija,
okay.
Složivost.
Well, the next or the final emotion or feeling
sljedeća,
that we'll be talking about
emocija.
Is called peace. So
o kojoj ćemo govoriti je mir.
We're trying to distinguish it from peace. But
pa ćemo pokušati ipak razlučiti to od ove o kojoj
yes,
trenutno govorimo.
Openness.
Otvorenost.
Okay, good. Openness. Yes,
ja, ne razumijem
to be unable to to conquer.
Nemogućnost osvajanja.
Aha, so in the sense of sort of like I surrender.
U smislu predaje.
Okay, that's good.
Dobre.
Anything else? Yes. We get
confidence.
Confidence.
Confidence. Povjerenje.
Okay, confidence.
Da, povjerenje.
Yeah, one might associate that also with courage, but okay.
To također možemo povezati
yes.
sa hrabrošću.
Ali... Yeah.
Još nešto? Kada želimo saznati više o nekom ili nečemu.
Aha, speaking of accepting persons.
Ako prihvaćamo so, nekoga.
Sorry, say again to... Aha. Okay, desiring da. To accept a person
dakle, želimo,
involves
ako želimo nekoga prihvatiti, znači da želimo saznati više o toj osobi.
Knowing and accepting may go together.
Prihvaćanje i znanje
može. Not trying to change the other person, but accept the person
po drugu,
the way
dakle, ne
he
želimo
or she
nekoga
is. Yes, good.
Promijeniti, nego ga želimo prihvatiti.
Okay. Yes, madam.
Predaje.
Surrender, yeah. Actually, we talked
da,
about that.
Da, o tome smo također govorili.
Surrender. Recognizing
o predavanju.
We are not the controllers.
Tome da shvatimo da mi nismo
okay. And then finally, on the top of the list, we have peace.
Imamo mir.
Peace as a feeling, as an emotion,
mir kao
or
osjećaj,
as a set of feelings and
ili
emotions.
Kao cijeli, sklop, odnosno skup emocija.
So we've set up a kind of hierarchy here.
Ovdje
and obviously
dakle,
we're putting... something
stavili,
as preferable to something else.
I govorili smo kako nešto toga bolje od nečeg drugog.
Now one thing you might notice about this list
nešto što bi, ono što možda možete primijetiti
these,
groups
of emotions or groups of groups
da su te skupine,
with the gunas.
Da se skupine emocija mogu povezati sa gunama.
We might associate the first three
prve tri
at the bottom
na samom dnu
apathy, grief and fear
i strah
with tamoguna.
Možete povezati sa tamogunom.
Then the next three
sljedeće tri
anger, desire
srđbu,
and pride
ponos
we could associate
i želju.
With
rajaguna. Možete povezati s rajagunom.
And then the top three
a
courage, acceptance and peace
prihvaćanje, mir i hrabrost možete povezati
sattva-guna.
Sa sattva-gunom.
Interesting.
To je zanimljivo, zar ne?
As I said, these can be identified with varying degrees of opacity and transparency.
So,
when something is opaque, it suggests that there is covering.
Možemo reći kao da je prikriveno.
And covering we can associate with disempowerment.
Također možemo povezati sa onemoćalošću.
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita talks about being covered by ignorance.
Govori o tome da nas prekriva neznanje.
Gyanino nityavaira. That one's knowledge becomes covered by ignorance.
Da neznanje prekriva.
The effect of this is that one becomes disempowered.
Našu inteligenciju na taj način gubimo moć, odnosno onemoćamo.
Conversely, transparency suggests
s druge strane,
empowerment.
Jasnoća.
And transparency we associate with good things, being able to see
i da jasnoću
when we can
povezujemo
see
s mogućnošću
where
gledanja,
we're going,
možemo vidjeti kamo idemo.
Then we are empowered
ako
to get where we need to go without stumbling,
idemo, onda smo puno moćni da i stignemo
hurting
kamo smo namjeravali, i to bez ozljeda.
And we can see our own selves. We can see who we are.
Možemo vidjeti same sebe. Možemo vidjeti
tko smo mi. What is what?
Možemo, kao što Prabhupada kaže, vidjeti što je što.
Let's see. We talked about peace. We're identifying it as an emotion, as a feeling, and also acceptance.
Ali i prihvaćanje.
And we can think of acceptance as the opposite of rejection.
Kao o nečemu što je suprotno odbacivanju.
And the extreme of rejection is to reject life altogether.
Odbacivanje je da odbacimo život u potpunosti.
When someone rejects life altogether, what do they do?
Odbaci život, šta napravi?
They commit suicide.
Oni počine samoubojstvo.
Which is perhaps the most unfortunate thing that a person can come to.
So
acceptance is actually something we're doing all the time. We're accepting life
more
or less as it is, as it comes to us.
Cijelo vrijeme radimo i neprestano prihvaćamo život kakav jest.
But I don't know if it's I don't know if it's universally the case. I don't know if anyone's ever explored this or not, but I think it's true for a lot of people in the Western world, especially as teenagers, when one is feeling the turbulence of emotions, that one doesn't know what to do with. Sometimes one might more or less seriously play with the idea of suicide. Maybe the best thing is
zabavlja to mišljenje.
To reject the whole thing.
Da odbaci sve skupa.
None of you ever had such thoughts, did you?
Nitko od vas nikad tako nešto nije pomislio, zar ne?
Some of you had such thoughts?
Je li itko od vas to pomislio?
Yeah, sometimes as a kind of reaction to our inability to accept.
Kao reakcija na našu nesposobnost da prihvatimo stvari kakve jesu.
Get into a
uđemo u
a kind of turmoil of rejection,
neku vrstu vrtloga neprihvaćanja,
in which the ultimate conclusion is suicide.
U kojem je posljednji zaključak bude samoubojstvo.
Acceptance is what we are after to a large extent, so we'll be also looking at much of that.
Je jako puno stvar truda.
Another general point is that emotions are generally mixed. I don't
da su emocije
know if
uglavnom
one can
pomiješane.
That one feels pure.
Ne možemo nikad reći da osjećamo čistu
apatiju
ili čistu tugu ili
usually
bilo
our emotions
čistu
are
emociju.
Kind of, collection of
emocije
of
su
zapravo
zbir različitih stvari, različitih. Međutim, jedan od tih osjećaja prevladava.
In this way we could associate emotions and feelings with
tako
the weather.
Povezati i s vremenom.
The weather is actually
prilikama.
Constantly changing, isn't
vrijeme
it?
Se neprestano mijenja, zar ne?
And this is perhaps why some traditions,
možda zato
the
u nekim
Chinese tradition of Taoism,
kineskoj tradiciji taoizma,
focuses very much on the nature of things being that of change. Change is always going on.
Na promjenu, na promjenu stvari.
According to Taoist philosophy,
the
trick is to kind of get right with the changes. So
da
se
uspijete na neki način pomiriti sa tim promjenama kao nečim što je nepromjenjivo. Što je stalno.
I think it's also useful to think of the top three of
mislim da također vrlo korisno razmišljati
courage, acceptance, and peace as a kind of triangle. In other words, not a strict hierarchy.
Kao trokutu, dakle ne kao strogoj hierarhiji.
They are complementing each
one
other. When there is peace, there is also acceptance. When there is
mir,
acceptance,
there is
also courage.
I
and so on, around the circle.
I tako,
all of these
ukrug
seem to go very much together.
Dakle, mora
All right, what do we want to do?
Što želimo učiniti?
Or what do we do with emotions when we experience them?
Što učinimo s emocijama kad ih iskusimo?
As I said, we generally do one of two things. Either we repress them or we express them.
Ili ih iskažemo.
The word emotion in English suggests
emocija u engleskom
doesn't work.
Podrazumijeva kretanje.
Well, okay. What to do? In English, the word emotion suggests emotion.
Emocija je povezana sa
they move. Emotions move us.
Sa pokretanjem. Emocije nas pokreću.
We say in English, one feels moved as a way of saying one has a strong feeling.
Možete reći da vas je nešto pokrenulo u tom smislu da vas je nešto duboko dotaknulo, da vas je ganulo.
But we don't want to suppress, we don't want to express, we want to release, at least for now, at least for these exercises that we're doing. So we're not unleashing.
Mi ne želimo pustiti suzice naše.
We are letting
emocije.
Go, we're not throwing away.
Mi ih ne bacamo, mi ih otpuštamo.
We're not rejecting
mi ih ne
the emotions.
Odbacujemo.
We are accepting the emotions, but we're letting them
prihvaćamo ih,
go their way.
Ali ih puštamo da idu svojim putem.
And so one can think of this as a kind of cultivation.
Stoga o tome možemo razmišljati
this is,
kao vrsti
back
kultivacije.
To my point that this may be something that we can take with us and something that we can practice, something that we can cultivate.
Da se namijenjen tome da ga možemo dakle ponijeti sa sobom i kasnije primijeniti.
All right, I think it's high time that we try a little exercise. And this first one is going to be a little bit fun and maybe a little bit silly.
Možda malo bedasto, ali
we need, I think, to, in any case, get some physical exercise. So what I want you all to do now,
ono što želim da svi vi sad učinite,
is to go to get up and go outside
izađete van,
and find yourself a rock
I pronađite
and bring it back.
I donesite ga natrag.
The rock doesn't have it
kamen
can be any size you want,
može
but I think
koje veličine, ali
for our purposes it should be one that can fit in your hand, not some big boulder.
Možete
okay? Just one that
u ruci,
fits in your
nemojte baš uzimati gromade.
If you like, yes. Okay. Huh? Do I need a rock? I might need a rock. Thank you. You already have one. Bring your rock. Rock and roll. Okay.
U redu.
Everybody have a rock?
Imate li svi kamen?
You've all made friends with your rock?
Jeste li se sprijateljili s kamenom?
Good rock.
Dobar je to kamen.
Shila, actually the Sanskrit word for
riječ
stone or rock is
na sanskritu je Shila.
All right, so you may want to keep this rock through the course
ovaj
of our seminar over
tijekom
the next days.
Seminara.
I hope you don't get too attached to this
nemojte
rock.
Se previše vezati za taj
end
kamen.
Up putting it on your altar and worshiping it at the end
nemojte
of the
ga staviti na kraju na altar i obožavati.
That's not the idea.
Nije to me ideja.
This rock liberated me.
Ovo me kamen oslobodio.
Okay. So do you all have the rock in your hand?
Imate li svi kamen u ruci?
Left or right, as you prefer.
Lijevo ili desno, svejedno, kako god vam se sviđa.
You feel it there?
Osjećate li ga?
It's heavy enough, you can feel it.
Ili dovoljno težak da ga osjetite?
I got a rock which I can hardly feel.
Ja sam dobio kamen koji je tako mali da ga jedva osjećam.
Okay. Okay, now wrap your fingers around the rock.
Sada omotite prste oko njega.
And hold really tight.
Jako čvrsto ga primite.
Hold tight.
Čvrsto ga držite.
Now hold tighter.
Sad primite još čvršće.
Okay, now hold tighter.
Sad ga primite još čvršće.
You think you're holding tight enough?
Mislite li da ga dovoljno čvrsto držite?
Now hold tighter.
Sad ga primite još čvršće.
Okay, now relax.
Sad opustite prste.
And let the rock be in the palm of your hand.
I dopustite da vam kamen počiva na dlanu.
Does that feel better?
Je vam bolje?
Okay, now see if you can do this. It's really difficult.
Sad vidite da li možete ovo napraviti. Pazite, teško je.
Now let the rock drop to the ground.
Pustite kamen da padne na tlo.
Was that difficult?
Ili vam to bilo teško?
It was easy.
Lako.
Anybody have difficulty doing that?
Je li nekome to bilo teško da napravi?
No?
Ne.
You didn't get too attached to your rock.
Niste se previše vezali za svoj kamen.
Okay, pick up your rock again. I lost mine. It went running away.
Dohvatite ponovno svoj kamen.
Okay, put it in your other hand.
Stavite ga u drugu ruku.
And put your fingers around it.
Stavite prste oko njega.
And hold a fist. Hold tightly.
Čvrsto ga držite.
That rock is not going anywhere.
Nemojte da vam negdje isklizne.
I have a rock.
Ja imam kamen.
I'm tough. I have a rock.
Baš sam snagator, imam pravi kamen.
Now hold tighter.
Sada ga još čvršće uhvatite.
I really have a rock.
Stvarno imam taj kamen.
It's my rock.
To je moj kamen.
It's not your rock, it's
my rock. To
nije tvoj kamen,
nego je moj.
Now hold tighter.
Uhvatite ga još čvršće.
This is a unique rock.
Ovo je jedinstveni kamen.
This rock is
ovaj kamen.
Me.
Sam ja.
I am this rock.
Ja sam taj kamen.
Now hold tighter.
Držite ga još čvršće.
Okay, now release.
Sad ga otpustite.
And now let it drop.
I pustite ga da padne.
So, how did that feel?
Kako vam je bilo?
Which feels better, to hold the rock tight or to let it go?
Lakše držati čvrsto kamen ili ga pustiti?
Let it go, huh?
Pustiti ga.
Yeah, so this is actually what we're going to be doing with
upravo
emotions.
Upravo ćemo to raditi s emocijama.
And this can be one image that you can keep
to
in mind.
Također može biti jedna
in
slika
fact,
koju ćete ponijeti
we'll see, we'll
u umu.
Try it. Sometimes we may be thinking of a particular
nekad
emotion, some experience we have.
Možemo razmišljati o emociji ili iskustvu koje smo doživjeli.
We will then identify the emotion with the rock and then let it go.
It's kind of a silly thing.
It's like, you know, what is this, preschool or what? Well,
maybe
we need some kindergarten, preschool for, you know, learning how to deal with our emotions.
To je zapravo vrtički način da vas poučimo kako se možete pozabaviti svojim emocijama.
Okay. Now, I need a little help from you to get some ideas.
Sad mi treba mala pomoć od vas.
Because, as I mentioned yesterday, what we want to do is, as a form of practice, we want to take little minor emotions.
We don't want to get into the serious, you know,
existentially agonizing
things.
That's not what we're
teško
doing,
at least emocije. Not in the beginning. nećemo na njima poraditi.
We want to get little minor things that we experience.
Stvari koje smo iskusili u tom životu. I želimo prakticirati kako ih možemo otpustiti. Ono što mi je sad potrebno od vas su prijedlozi, ideje za ovu kategoriju apatije.
What is some little thing
koja je neka mala stvar
koju možda your daily life
tijekom svakog,
that you feel
svakog dana možda osjetite
a little apathetic about.
A kad ste malo sort of, apatični po tom pitanju.
What do I care
možda,
about that sort of a
baš
feeling.
Briga o tome. Tako neka vrsta osjećaja.
And it might be something kind of silly. It might be,
možda to nešto onako glupo.
Well, I don't know, what can I think of? Maybe it's
sjetim.
The fact that the neighbors
možda to činjenica da
never cut their grass.
Susjedi nikad ne kose travu.
And you see that and you think,
vidite da ne kose
anyway,
travu,
what do I
mislite,
care?
Ah, baš me briga.
So it's nothing serious. So we need, maybe you
treba
can think
nešto
of something. Any ideas? I'm open, we're
ništa
open for
otvoren sam za prijedloge.
We can have some fun with this. Any
možemo
silly
se zabaviti s tim.
Yes. About what? Politics.
Vezano s politiku.
Anything specific?
Nešto specifično.
Whether this one or that one wins the election, right?
Sve jedno mi je pobijedili ova ili ona. Koga briga.
Okay, yeah, that's good. What else?
U redu, to je dobro. Šta još?
Some people get really
neki ljudi
concerned about who's going to win the election,
zabrinu,
right?
U vezi toga tko će pobijediti.
Any others? For apathy.
Još nešto za apatiju.
Yes, my part. I didn't hear the whole thing. I'm sorry. Oh. Yeah.
Aha, da kada smo išli.
Aha. 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 Okay. Okay, that might have been a kind of apathy.
Da, to može mogla biti neka vrsta apatije, dakle kada smo kada čekamo na granici da pređemo,
yes,
onda nam carinik kaže da moramo čekati još sat, pol sata ili sat vremena. When my students don't want to, you know, get this knowledge that I'm giving them, I become apathetic and I think, oh, anyway.
What the heck? Yes. I can relate to that.
Mogu se osjećati s tobom.
Okay. Any other suggestion?
Još neki prijedlozi?
Ramanand. You're talking, you're trying to distribute books on the street and someone... Dog stool. Dog stool on the street.
Na ulici.
You just walk around it, right?
Samo ga se obiđeš, zar ne?
What can you do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's...
I have one.
I must say, I didn't think of that.
Moram reći, to mi nije palo na pamet.
Yes, Madjana.
The soccer championship.
Soccer championship. Who's going to win the soccer championship?
Well,
we have to be careful with that because some of us in this audience,
this
is a very important topic.
To vrlo bitnom temom. I have one.
Yes.
When the children are crying too much, you just go, anyway.
Whatever. Whatever. Okay, that's one for the mothers and maybe fathers also. Yes. Okay, very good. Well, we just came to the time when we should quit. But let's do this now. Let's take 1 minute. Pick up your rock.
Sad ćemo samo još jednu minutu nešto napraviti. Podignite svoj kamen.
And just hold it. You can hold it loosely in your hand. You don't have to grip it tightly.
Ne morate ga sad čvrsto zgrabiti. Možete
ga opušteno
držati.
And just for a moment, think of something. In your own experience, if you want to take one of these suggestions of some kind of thing that you might feel a bit apathetic about.
Na bilo što zbog čega ste možda apatični.
Now, first of all, allow that feeling to come into your consciousness.
Prvo, dopustite da taj osjećaj prodre u vašu svijest.
Just for a moment, kind of mull it over in your mind.
Malo promislite o tome.
And now ask yourself, could I let this feeling go?
Mogu li se osloboditi tog osjećaja?
The answer could be yes, it could also be no.
Može biti da, ali može također biti i ne.
Either one is all right.
Bez obzira što, kako odgovorite, u redu je.
Then ask yourself,
zatim se upitajte,
would I let this feeling
želim
go?
Otpustiti taj osjećaj?
The answer can be yes, it can be no.
Opet odgovor može biti i da i ne.
Then ask yourself,
zatim si postavite pitanje,
when?
Kad?
When will I let it go?
Kad ću ga otpustiti?
And the answer might be
odgovor opet može
right
biti
now.
Sad.
Or it might be
ili,
I don't know.
Ne znam.
I don't see a time when I can let this feeling go.
Uopće ni ne vidim kad bih to mogao
otpustiti
neki taj osjećaj. To isto u redu.
But if in this case of something being quite insignificant,
ali ako to nešto vrlo beznačajno,
not so how to say life threatening or whatever,
ako
you might feel
vam to ne ugrožava život, onda možda ćete osjetiti da
I could let it go,
mogao bih ga otpustiti.
And then because you could let it go, you're allowing onda, yourself the possibility,
zato što biste mogli, zato što si dopuštate tu mogućnost,
you can will yourself to let it go,
možete se također i uvjeriti da otpustite.
And then you can let it go.
I onda ga samo možete otpustiti.
Well, that wasn't very, that was what we call an anti-climax, wasn't it? Anti-climax to our seminar today. Okay. That's to give you a little hint of what we're going to be doing. In fact, we're going to be doing a lot of what you may take as anticlimactic practice, but I think you'll see this can lead to something which can be quite interesting and very valuable.
Ipak da zanimljivo da može biti vrlo vrijedno značajno.
It can become a kind of habit to ask oneself,
možemo
preći
u naviku da se
pitamo,
mogu li to otpustiti?
Dakle,
kada sam prvo, kada sam prepoznao, kada sam dopustio da to postoji.
And then there's going to be a third aspect where
također će postojati i treći
so to speak, enter
kad
into the feeling.
Zađemo
first we
u
identify the feeling
prvo
within ourselves, maybe locating it at a certain place in the body.
Gdje je on lociran u tijelu.
But then we sort of turn it around and we
okrenemo,
enter into the feeling.
pa da se okrenemo i zađemo
and
u njega.
When we enter into the feeling,
kad
we locate the needs.
Onda možemo locirati, smjestiti
and
i
then
potrebe.
We locate behind the needs,
za, a,
ultimately,
iza potreba,
Krishna.
Možemo naći i Krishnu.
And then it becomes possible to offer
postaje moguće da svoje osjećaje ponudimo Krišni.
And that's called bhakti.
A to se zove bhakti.
Okay. So we'll stop there. Again, for
stati.
Those of you who haven't done it yet,
oni
I suggest
koji još nisu
try
napravili,
to articulate on paper
na papiru
for tomorrow,
osmisliti
by
za
the
sutra.
Time we begin tomorrow. Something you want to work on in your own life,
nešto
something
na čemu želite poraditi u svom životu, neko pitanje, neku naviku,
acting,
neki način ponašanja,
thinking,
neki način razmišljanja ili
osjećanja
za koji smatrate da možete poboljšati na takav način da se oslobodite kako biste mogli služiti Krišni.
Okay.
U redu?
U redu. All right, thank you all very much.
Puno
and we look forward
hvala.
To seeing you tomorrow. We're going to
se tomu,
continue on this track and we'll be doing
putu.
Sometimes this exercise many times over.
Puno puta
so it, what we're trying to do is not, it's not entertainment.
Ovo
it's,
nije
we're working on ourselves. So
ovo
please
je rad
be ready
sebi.
For that.
Molim vas,
but at the same time, it's not, I think you'll find it's not that we're torturing
vremeno,
ourselves. We're
mislim
not,
da neć, da ćete
you know,
uvidjeti kako se ne
doing
matrati,
some
ne mučimo.
Kind of agonizing,
da nije ovo nekako,
self-searching, painful.
Nekako bolno samoistraživanje.
No.
Samoispitivanje, ne.
Doing that. Unless you want
nećem, osim naravno ako to baš ne želite.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantat Koti Vaishnavinda ki, Gaur Premanande.